Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is June 12th, 2020. And this is the Chatterbox Presents coming back to you live after 6 years to the day from the last time I broadcasted. I am the Million Dollar Mouthpiece. I am glad to be back with you guys. I have missed you. So, we know we remain controversial here. And I went through some of my old broadcasts before I came back live so I can bridge the gap over the last 6 years and then go forward. Was doing some literary publication through WordPress. At the time, I was going through something where I felt the radio wasn't where I wanted to really reach, but I wanted to do something in writing. And then it came to me to just kind of marry the two, being in several different programs over the last 6 years, one including labor studies where I took at Wayne State University, received a 2-year degree. And that was sponsored by UAW. Thank you, UAW. I appreciate you for your undying support. Hang in there, guys. Stay strong. Another program that I completed was the RSVP program at Ford Motor Company, which landed me on the apprenticeship program. So I have been busy the last 6 years. That's why I have not been with my first love, which was radio. So now that you know what I've been doing, what I've been working on, I'm broadcasting to you live from Louisville, Kentucky. But my audience is reaching more than just Detroit and Louisville, Kentucky. I've been embraced here in Louisville as home, and it's a beautiful place. Detroit has always been home, always will be loyal to the D. However, I got some issues with some things that's going on in the D. One, a lady died in a prison in Harper Woods. And I want to say her name was Priscilla Slater. And no one seems to know how this lady died. And while people are downtown literally protesting one thing, there is something going on. We already know kind of history stems from Harper Woods with racism and things of that nature. But I think the lady got picked up at the Park Crest Inn, which is that hotel that's over there off the freeway. So, you know, I remain controversial, not, you know, just in thought, and I'm wondering why no one's even giving this lady no airplay. You know, they're talking about the riots, but no one's talking about how this lady lost her life.